Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast, Original Flavor Wednesday. Mm-hmm. A game, well, not a game. We talk about games. This is a show. Yeah. It happens twice a week.
Yep.
Two times, Mondays and Wednesdays.
Mm, yep.
It's two old guys talking about old games.
Yeah, I feel really old right now.
Mondays, Wednesdays. Well, yeah. I'm your bearded host, Tyler. And since we're talking about an extraordinarily special game today.
We are.
I have a history with baseball.
Do you?
I've played baseball more than I have any other sport.
Me too. That's something we share in common. Mm-hmm.
I started all T-ball, coach pitch,
yeah.
Other Adam 1, Adam 2, Adam 3, whatever, all that. I played
what?
A long time. Yeah, all the leagues as you that? Get. After, it's one of the leagues that you go from like Adam to Bantam to...
To Bantam?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar
that
with
leads
this.
Up eventually, you know, to minors, majors. I played up these brackets.
Is it like an acronym for something?
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know. But I played a lot of baseball. I was horrible at it. Horrible at baseball. I was stuck out in right field most of the time.
Yeah.
I was the bottom of the batting order. I played for a little team called Goodman Lumber.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
Yeah. Yeah, you may be.
Yeah.
The Tony Goodman, owner of Goodman's Lumber, and his baseball team, which he coached. He is an asshole.
Yeah.
If he listens to this podcast, Tony, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
I did not like playing baseball for you. Your son was a nice guy. His name was also Tyler. But since he was the coach's son, he got called Tyler. I was Tyler Wayne.
Tyler Wayne.
Yep.
Ayn's barking really loud. He's being an asshole. He's being like...
Quit being like Tony Goodman, Ayn!
Right?
God, he's the Tony Goodman of Corgis.
I always thought he was the John Goodman of Corgis.
That would be good. He'd be.
I know.
Right now, it's the Tony Goodman.
He's really showing his ass. I'm going to go put him in the shed.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt your story midstream.
No, I was going to meet him and be like, what's in the shed? Oh, God.
I'm going to put him in the shed with Meg. You haven't let her out of there yet, have you? Okay, he's in the shed now.
All right. All right, good.
So sorry to interrupt your story. Tony Goodman's T-ball team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You were Tyler Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
His son was Tyler.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can we get Tyler Goodman on the show sometime, do you think?
I would love to get Tyler Goodman on the show.
We should have got him on the show for this episode.
I haven't seen that guy in like 20 years.
Have you looked for him on Facebook?
No. Nope.
No. I know what we're doing right after we're done recording.
Because the thing is, I was made to play baseball for so long.
Yeah.
So long. I didn't have any friends on that team. I had nothing in common with any of these kids. So for just years, I just sat in the dugout and just watched baseball that I didn't like. Played it. I guess my parents just loved Little League baseball. Just fucking loved it.
Is that why you did it? Because your parents,
yep.
Pretty much?
Yep. Although when finally everybody was tired of Tony Goodman, they decided to go reform the team somewhere else and get out from under Tony Goodman. I was the only person not invited back to play because I was so bad.
So what you got? What'd you do? Did you keep playing for Tony Goodman?
It
was It was like a Moneyball situation where like you and Tony Goodman like start forming a super team.
What about all the other the little league players that are just like the randoms? Put them together.
You go talk to elementary school version Chris Pratt.
Your knees are blown out, kid. You're not gonna. The monkey bars have worn everything out. You're not gonna be able to do anything. Nope. So apparently everyone left, and after everyone quit his team, he got sick and quit everything, and then
he got sick. Is that what you said?
Well, he never
now
tried
I
to
feel,
make another team.
I feel bad that we're kind of like talking bad about him. He's still
right.
Alive, isn't he?
It's all right. I don't know. I don't know.
You clearly don't care.
No, I don't.
What did he do to you?
He yelled at me a lot. A lot. So yeah, I was off of baseball. I was made to play it. Wasn't invited back. That's probably the only thing that made my parents not make me keep playing, because I wasn't invited back. They weren't going to put me on another team. So that's me in baseball.
I'm Dave, your bespectacled host. And if you're listening to this episode when it comes out, first of all, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's true.
Merry Christmas. This is our gift to you, because we're not going to get you anything else. Because I'll speak for myself. I'm really broke. Tyler may just be broke as well, or maybe stingy. I don't know.
One or the other. A little bit both.
But this is a gift that we can give everybody. That only costs us our time.
Yep.
I'm sick right now.
Yeah, Dave is a trooper.
I'm sick. A couple days ago, I had a 103 degree temperature. I've got the flu, so if I'm coughing and sniffling all throughout this episode, that is why. Thanks, Tyler. You say I'm a trooper, but I think anyone listening to this is a trooper.
Yeah. You know you're sick. It's a sports episode.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, man, this is a double whammy. I also played a lot of baseball as a kid. I told the story about breaking my thumb. You remember that, mm-hmm, right? I can't remember what episode that was, but whatever. I also played T-ball, and my dad was the coach. I believe that we were the Tigers for Concord Elementary. I think we were the Tigers. And the only reason that I played was because my dad was the coach. I was awful. I was okay at batting, you know? But like, as far as fielding goes, I remember always outfield. Always, without a doubt. Which in T-ball means you're not going to see a lot of action, because there's not a whole lot of balls that are hit out to the outfield. So I remember getting in trouble the most because I would stand in the outfield with my glove over my face, and I'd look at the sun.
Yeah, I know that experience. I did that too. The grass is never more entertaining than when you're stuck in the outfield playing baseball.
It's the fucking worst. I was not great, but fuck, man. It was pretty clear, like, I was not going to be a super athlete. But I do remember my favorite thing about baseball was that we would get sodas at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Did you get that as well?
We got snow cones at the end of the game.
I wish we got snow cones. No, we got sodas, and I remember that's where all the kids would get. We called them suicides.
Yeah, this is apparently, we've had this discussion. This kind of differs.
Have we talked about it on the show?
I don't think we talked about the show, just in our personal lives.
Yeah. This is just an extension of our personal lives.
No, this is business. This is serious business.
This is our Christmas present. So what you guys call them graveyards. And we call them suicides. And they're the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. It's where you mix all of the sodas together. Mm-hmm. And I would get one at the end of every game. And then I would just vomit for like 30 seconds.
Dave's ritual. Look at the sun through a glove for 2 hours. Get a soda made of all the other sodas and throw up.
Like, it happened at the end of every game, to the point where my mom took me to the doctor. And she asked him, what's wrong with my son? And his response was pretty logical. What he said was, after standing in the sun for 3 hours, probably the last thing he needs to do is drink 5 glasses of soda.
Ma'am, he did drink a suicide. You're lucky he's not dead.
I mean, it's right in their name, suicide.
See, because we had the graveyard snow cones, where you get a little bit of every flavor on the snow cone.
See, that sounds good.
So then it would look like gasoline in a parking lot.
God, I know it's December, but now I want a snow cone pretty bad.
So, listener, if you called them anything different, let us know.
Yeah, I want to know what everyone called it. Because there's got to be other names for them. I mean, I called them suicides. You called them graveyards.
We've had the discussion. Somebody else called them something different as well. I can't remember what they said, though.
If you called them something different when you were a kid, call us and let us know. I have to look up our number real quick. Call us at 270-883-2555. Let us know what you called a mix of every soda or flavor of snow cone. It's very important. It's Christmas time. We know you get the time off. No excuse.
Talk with the rest of your family. It's something to talk about. Listen to our podcast with all your family, particularly the Soul Blazer episode. Talk about me finger banging girls in the church basement.
Right. That, yeah. Have we? I've sworn on this episode already, haven't I? Yeah, I think I already have.
Fuck, I don't know.
Well, I was gonna say we could have done this one
clean friendly. For Christmas, clean.
Right?
No, fuck it.
Yeah, okay.
That's not us.
No,
that's
really
not us.
Okay.
Sorry, Jacob. It's not us.
Yeah, sorry, dude. What are we talking about today? We're going through IGN's Top 100 Super Nintendo Games
And musing about our experiences. We are almost halfway through. So close.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of ready.
to be halfway through.
I'm kind of ready to be done with the Super Nintendo games. Like, I want to stick with it. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to bail or anything. Mm-hmm. But I'm starting to have a whole hell of a lot more fun talking about games on other Shin Mondays.
Games we want to play as opposed to right. Well, so but we start at the bottom, so it's just like we're just swimming through the shit trying to get to the stuff we really want to do.
Yeah, that's true. And I have been looking at the games that are coming up. They are a lot better than the games we've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot better.
Because I figured you'd be excited about next week. Not so much this week, but excited about next week.
Not excited. I was excited about this week, but after I played the game, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Well, today we're talking about IGN's 52nd ranked game, Ken Griffey Jr.'s Winning Run.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a game about baseball.
Baseball.
And I think if you listen to the show before, you know how we deal with sports games.
We don't deal with them well.
Mm-mm.
At all. At all. Yep. I'm bad at all of them.
Yep.
All of them.
Me too.
Super tennis, I was okay at. Mm-hmm. Like, I would give myself a C- at super tennis.
Yeah. Super tennis is pretty hard.
Fighting is a sport, right?
It's a blood sport.
Because I'm okay.
Let's just talk about blood sport for 45 minutes.
I'm down.
Just talk about how awesome Jean-Claude Van Damme was back in the day.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Oh, man.
That actually reminds me of an idea I had. Let's just go ahead and talk about it on the show. What do you think about doing an audio commentary track for the Street Fighter movie?
I mean, that sounds amazing. Let's do it. We're going to Mystery Science Theater video game movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And then, like, that could be a really good tie-in with Second Breakfast Podcast.
It
sounds like an okay idea to me, but then I think in reality, I don't know if anyone wants to listen to us. So just make random comments for 2 hours, especially if they're not watching the movie with it.
That's true.
So let us know if you like that idea. I'm sure like 3 people are going to like that idea, and we'll hear from them, and then we won't hear from anyone else who thinks it's a bad idea.
Our sample size might be right. Skewed just a little bit.
It's like, well, 100% of the people we heard from thought this was a good idea, so we're going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
King Griffey Jr.'s Winning Run.
Yeah.
How's the train yard looking?
It's looking like there's a train there. It's looking like there's a train.
Chew.
Whoa.
That's a serious train.
That is a serious train. That's a Leroy Brown train.
Yeah. Chew, motherfucker, chew.
All right, guys. This is a little segment that I like to call Dave Reads from Wikipedia. Ken Griffey Jr.'s Winning Run is a baseball video game developed by Rare. You remember them, Tyler.
Oh, yes.
Donkey Kong Country, Killer Instinct, other games.
This is their golden era.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. This is their heyday. It's a it's for the Super NES, and it's named after the baseball player, Tyler, Ken Griffey Jr.
Mm-hmm. Ken Griffey.
It's the follow-up to Nintendo's previous Ken Griffey Jr. Presents Major League Baseball. So he invented it.
Mm-hmm. He invented baseball.
He invented Major League Baseball, and then 2 years later, Nintendo thought it was a good idea to make this video game.
Okay.
It's interesting, from what I understand, they kind of allude to this a little bit in Wikipedia, but from what I understand, Rare was actually developing this game for the N64, and then for some reason decided to release it on the Super Nintendo.
Let's take everything you've been doing, just cut it in half. It's fine.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Which, I can kind of see that, because I thought this game actually looked pretty good.
I was thrown off by it.
Yeah.
Because I sit down, turn it on, it's clearly a Rare game. It sounds like Donkey Kong. It has the reminiscent like chords and sounds and beats of like a Donkey Kong
that
game.
That intro song is ridiculous. Dude, it is ridiculous. Like, it is not setting you up for a baseball game. It's like all these like ominous synth chords. Like, yeah. It feels like, honestly, like, I realize, of course, this game came out a long time before Hotline Miami.
Miami Hotline!
But having played that game, like, I turned Ken Griffey Jr.'s winning run on, and then I hear like these ominous murmur like tones, and it's like, am I about to like murder a whole bunch of drug dealers? And then like it starts coming in with like these really weird lyrics about bass. And I don't know if they're like trying to, it's like, give me the bass. And I don't know if it's like bass, like in sound, mm-hmm. or if they mean like, if they're, it's like a tenuous connection to baseball.
Mm-hmm. Or the Mega Man character, Bass.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Bass in Trouble.
Right. Okay, yes. Now, thank you. It's, you know, if you don't have trouble, you just really have no frame of reference.
Put some trouble in it. Put some trouble in it.
So this is a baseball game. It is, it doesn't stray much from that.
Nope, it keeps pretty out of that baseball formula.
Yeah, it's, well, you can, here's how it works, Tyler. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Break down the concept of baseball to me, Dave Moore.
You have a man with a stick, and someone throws a ball across a plate. He's standing at this plate. It's shaped like a house, and they call it home plate.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
And so he stands at this plate, and he's got a big stick that they call a bat. Mm-hmm. He's got a bat.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, bear with me. There's a lot of shit that doesn't make sense.
Okay. All right.
He swings his bat at the ball. Mm. He's the batter, and he swings his bat at the ball that a pitcher throws.
Pitcher.
Yeah, he's a guy that stands on a mound, let's just say 100 feet away from the batter. Because I don't know. It's probably like 30 feet. I'm going to say 30 feet.
It's either 100 or it's 30. It's one of the two.
It's one of those. So he throws the ball and the batter swings, okay? And what the batter wants to do is hit the ball. Mm. And typically the batter wants to hit the ball far. But, you know, there's some strategy involved. Sometimes he doesn't want to hit it very far. Sometimes he wants to bunt it, but I'm really getting ahead of myself.
Bunt?
You know.
Like a cake?
Like the cake, exactly. Okay. So in this game, you do play as the batter.
Okay.
And then once there are three outs, then you play as the pitcher.
Okay.
So it flip-flops.
So who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win?
Yeah.
Me.
But you're both.
You're both. Yeah, it's the same team. It's the batter and the pitcher on the same team.
Okay.
It's just they switch. Okay. And every time your team and their team switches, that's called an inning.
Okay.
And there are nine of those.
Okay.
There are nine of those. But the seventh one is most important because that's when music plays and you stand up and stretch.
Okay.
So that's pretty important.
Okay.
And that's what this game's all about.
Okay. But Kinkinkuri. Well, whenever I started playing it, all the sprites look like Killer Instinct characters.
Yeah.
Like, I could just imagine King Griffey in Killer Instinct, like, just taking that bat and just beating down Cinder and Glacy. It's just combo, just swinging the bat.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't do that, honestly.
That's what I want to say. He should have been a hidden character in Killer Instinct 2 Gold.
I agree. I hear he's in the arcade version. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. With all the Shake came into town from Japan. I spent a lot of time with Shake.
I haven't seen him yet because I've been sick.
Yeah, I've had family events. I didn't get to play this game that much.
Yeah.
So this is more be a Dave heavy episode because I haven't played that much.
Everyone's in trouble. Everyone's in trouble. I played this game for a few hours. Let me give you a little rundown on how good I am at this game. Mm-hmm, all right. All right, so I fire it up. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start playing as, I don't know, the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. They're close to where.
It's our closest in proximity national baseball.
Yeah, they're like 3 hours away, right? So I'm like, okay, we'll do this shit. I lost that game, Tyler, 22-0, which I don't watch a lot of baseball, but I get the feeling that that's not a typical score.
Especially not for this era Cardinals. Should have had Ozzie Smith, and Ozzie wouldn't let that happen.
Well, and that's the other thing is that this game doesn't have the license to any of the other teams except for the Mariners. So, like, I had people on my team like Frank Liberty. He was one of my favorites. So it's kind of like, in fact, next time someone at work or at like a cocktail party or some fucking place I don't want to be brings up sports or baseball or shit, I'm just going to start talking about Frank Liberty.
Man, did you see Lightning Pete throw that over the plate to Pete Liberty? Man, if it wasn't for Big Magoo stepping up and catching that.
Yeah, and Jimmy Stealth. I mean, geez, how many times did he steal a base? I don't know.
So you could have the real team. You could have the real team names.
Yeah, the real team name. Right.
No players but Ken Griffey.
Right. And from what I understand, that's because I don't know if it's still true or not, but apparently Nintendo owns the Mariners.
Mm, that's crazy.
It is kind of crazy. So anyway, I kept playing. I pushed through. Games take a long time.
Yeah.
That's a complaint I have about the game, is that games take a long time.
Baseball games take a very long time.
They do, and it doesn't take as long as an actual baseball
game. It's longer when you don't care as much as I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, I've never been able to watch a full World Series.
Nope.
Like, I've tried because I've been like, I understand. This is like, I understand the significance, the cultural significance of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried watching, because there's so many fucking games. It's like, just have a game and decide who's the best. Do you have to do it over the course of so many games?
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, it's like, I can't watch a World Series game without falling asleep. I can't do it. I can't do it. They had one, I tuned in one time. It was in the late 90s, I guess, when they re-released Star Wars in the theaters,
mm-hmm.
where they had like this whole like pregame show where they did like the Imperial March and everything like that. And I got excited. I was like, yes, finally, I can get into baseball. And then the game started, and I fell asleep in the second inning.
Have you ever been to a Major League Baseball game?
No, I've been to some minor league games, but never a major league. Have you?
I've been to one.
Yeah.
And I went with Josh Nance. His youth group from church went to the baseball game.
Yeah.
Of course, I have zero interest, but there were a few girls I thought were cute, so that's why I went with them to this baseball game. So I went to hit on these girls that I liked. I ended up offending the friend of one of the other girls there, and she punched me in the face.
What'd you do?
We were in the church van coming back from the game.
Yeah.
And I'd said, like, she had a temper anyway.
Yeah.
And she was a muscular girl. So it was kind of brutal. Like, I forget what I said to her. Like, I'd said something like, it wasn't that bad. It honestly, God, wasn't that bad what I said to her.
Yeah.
And I'm in
just
the front
make it
row.
Up.
It's one of those big church vans. I'm in like the first row of seats, and she is two behind me. I say something, and she dives over the two seats in front of her to do like this shoryuken, nails me in the face. And I was just like, everybody was pretty stunned, and they dragged her back to the back.
I'm fucking stunned right yeah. now. Just listen. So I imagine it's like Scott Pilgrim-esque, like,
yeah, just I exploded into coins. That's ridiculous. And I remember I was being stunned, and the trip kind of got awkward from the rest of the night on. And
you don't say?
Like a month later, Josh Nance starts dating this girl.
Oh no!
And
is this Nicole? Was this Nicole?
No. This girl. I mean, we never have gotten along since then. But Josh dates her for like a month later. He starts dating her. And this, I'm going to tell a shameful story about Josh Nance.
Uh-oh.
He's dating her. He doesn't really like her, but yeah. He's going out with her just to have a girlfriend, I guess.
Just to protect him from you.
Yeah, exactly. And he ends up going to the mall with some friends, and they meet other people from school.
Yeah.
One of them being like a very hot, popular girl. And they're in the back of the car riding around the mall. And the hot, popular girl says something. Someone brings up like homecoming. And it's like, oh, who are you going with, Josh? It's like, oh, I guess I'll take blah, blah, you know, the girl.
The muscular girl.
Yeah.
The girl who punched you in the face.
Right. Face puncher.
Face puncher.
And the hot popular girl says, oh, that's too bad. I'd go with you to homecoming. And okay. Josh is like, oh, you'll go with me to homecoming? Yeah, sure. Josh goes home and breaks up with face puncher.
I think it sounds like he had no other option,
mm-hmm.
clearly.
Breaks up with face puncher. And then like a week later when homecoming comes around,
yeah.
he sees hot popular girl out with the person she's actually going to homecoming with.
HPG. Oh, so she didn't go with
no,
Josh.
She did not go with Josh
that's
to homecoming.
Shitty.
So, yeah.
That's shitty. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, HPG, shame on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. I, you know what? I can't really blame Josh for not taking face puncher.
Yeah.
Because she sounds kind of like not a really cool person.
Should have punching his best friend in the face should have been a red flag, but he blew her eye through that.
Yeah. So, okay,
King Griffey Jr. is winning, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've never seen any major league games, but a few minor league games, which I've had. Here's the deal. I like going to baseball games. I have fun, you know? I get to, like, hang out, enjoy some good weather, watch some people swing their bats and hit balls. That's fun. Mm-hmm. I get to drink some beer. I get to eat some popcorn. And I have a good time. But when I watch it on television, it's shitty. Mm. It's shitty. It's like the worst. From what I understand, hockey's like that too. Like, you shouldn't watch hockey on television. I've tried. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Mm-hmm. I've never been to a hockey game in person.
I know. Megalixir wants to take us, and I'd love to go if we could ever work it out.
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to like going with me because I won't know what the fuck's going on. And mm-hmm. I'll probably just, honestly, I treat sporting events as like a giant bar. And I want to see how much beer I can drink and how obnoxious I can be before someone punches me in the face or kicks me the fuck out. That's what sports are all about. That's mm-hmm. what sports is all
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
I didn't drink a lot when I played Ken Griffey Jr.'s winning run.
I thought you were going to say when you played T-ball. I didn't drink that much.
I drank a lot of sodas and threw up a lot. It's
kind of the same thing.
It's my training wheels. It's preparing me for life in my 20s and 30s. I don't honestly have a whole lot to say about this game, because it is pretty much just a straight-up baseball game.
Yeah, it has all the fundamentals. Nothing about it is broken.
No. It's well-designed, it seems to be. It's just I'm not very good at it.
Mm-hmm. Is Rare a British company?
I don't think so. Okay. Why do you ask?
Because I thought I'd heard that, so I thought it was... When I thought it was strange hearing that about Rare, and then, like, they made a baseball game? Is that a thing over there?
They may have a... I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, look at that. They're located... Wow, I can't pronounce this. Yeah, they're a British video game developer located in Twycross, Leicestershire.
Okay.
Leicester. I understand you're not supposed to say the Shire when it's in the name. Is that correct? Do you know?
Nope, no idea.
Because it's like... The Wikipedia entry says Leicestershire, but from what I understand, you just say Leicester. Leicester. Tony.
Yeah.
Let us know if we're supposed to say Shire or not.
Nicole, you've been trumped in knowledge by Tony.
I think she stopped listening.
Probably. Probably. I think if you're just a sports kid or you're not.
No, I'm not.
And we're not. No. And, I mean, this game seems fine. It's hard to judge. It seemed like it had all the elements. Nothing was missing. Nothing was broken. It's difficult, but probably because we don't know baseball.
It was really difficult for me. Like I said, my first game was 22-0. I figured I was like, okay, well, clearly it's because I chose the Cardinals and I shouldn't. Because I know I'm good at this game. I'm just being limited by the team I've selected. So then I went back and I thought to myself, what team was good when I was in middle school? And I didn't know the answer to that question. Right. Well, yeah, the Bulls. But what baseball team was good? And I couldn't remember. So I was like, all right, well, fuck it. I know when I was in elementary school, the Braves were good.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had that pitcher.
Yeah, the pitcher. I remember David Justice.
I can't remember his name. David Justice, a.k.a. Frank Liberty.
Okay. All right.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to play as them. So I played a full game as the Braves. And I lost 15-0.
Better.
Improvement. Still not really in the realm of an actual baseball game. So I said, okay, I've learned a few things. Here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to study. I'm going to do some research. So I went to Amazon streaming video and I watched Major League. It is my favorite baseball movie. I think it is it's the best baseball movie. You can't get any better than that.
What about A League of Their Own?
A League of Their Own is very good, but I'm not playing on a female baseball team, so I wanted to keep it relevant.
Okay. How about the kid who breaks his arms and can throw a baseball super fast?
Rookie of the Year. Not a great movie.
What? I read the book. How fucked up is
novelization?
There's a book I read.
Wait. Is the movie based on the book, or was the book just a novelization of
the book had that kid on the cover, so okay. I don't know if they novelized the movie after it came out.
No, of course I love Rookie of the Year. I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I loved it as a kid. I thought it was great as a kid. I just have a feeling if I went back and watched it now that it would be horrible.
How about Angels in the Outfield? Christopher Lloyd...
I only saw that once, and I vaguely remember it. Christopher Lloyd was in that?
Mm-hmm. He was the angel.
Oh, maybe I haven't seen it. I might have checked out after Angels got involved.
Okay. Okay, that's fair.
Let's see. There's Field of Dreams.
The Sandlot.
The Sandlot.
Sandlot's a hard one. I kind of
forgot about The Sandlot. Yeah. I actually kind of think The Sandlot is better than Major League.
Okay.
But Major League.
That's close. They're two different kind of movies. But...
Major League has Charlie Sheen in it. And I'm sorry, I like Charlie Sheen. I don't like 2.5 Men. Because it's just a bad television show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I like Charlie Sheen, and I even like Charlie Sheen post-Meltdown. I actually think he's better now. Like, he's just this... He's kind of like... You know how people who believe in superstition, like, they talk about ley lines and shit, or like this arcane energy just... That's how I feel Charlie Sheen is now. He's like a ley line. It's hard to explain. I just think there's something there. There's something there that we don't know about him. That's just like 20 years from now, we're all just going to be scratching our heads being like, fucking Charlie Sheen had it figured out. We just wouldn't listen to him.
I hope Cthulhu awoke sometime and Charlie Sheen was there and stopped it. But in the process, he took a lot of sanity damage. And like, he saved the world.
Yeah.
But he's crazy. Him and Gary Busey were together, stopped Cthulhu, and both of them went, Gary Busey more so. Like, yeah. Gary Busey, like, took like one D100 points of sanity damage from Cthulhu.
Yeah.
But they stopped him.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thankful.
Thank you, Gary Busey and Charlie Sheen, for stopping Great Cthulhu.
This episode is dedicated to you. So I watched Major League to learn about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't seen it in a while, and they did teach me some things. And what they taught me was, it's okay that I'm bad right now. Because what will happen is, through camaraderie and just sheer tolerance and understanding, I will become the best team in the game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I watched that. Once I finished watching that movie, I came back and played Winning Run. And I chose to play as the Cleveland Indians because that's the team in Major League.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost.
By how much?
5-0.
Mm,
I got within the realm of like a real game, and I just threw my hands up. I was like, that's it. That's it. I did it. I came within reason. I'm done with this game.
That's fair. That's fair.
So that's my story.
I couldn't even make it through one whole game.
No.
So, nope. But I feel like we should probably talk about everybody. This game got a lot of praise from everybody that heard we were going to talk about it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, seemed to be just very well regarded.
Yeah, it's a shame that we don't like sports games.
Yeah.
Or I'll speak for myself. It's a shame that I don't like sports games because I feel like I couldn't give this game a fair shake just because I didn't appreciate it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't appreciate this game.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I can see when you're little and playing this about how it's going to mean a lot to you. You have reasons as a kid to look on this fondly. Now it just seems just like a baseball game.
Well, and I had the same problems with this game that I do with modern baseball games. I get into this kick, man, where it's like, I want to play a baseball game. I don't know why. It's kind of like, I can kind of equate it to battered wife syndrome, which I realize is a very serious thing. I realize that's a very serious thing. So let me just preface it with that. And if we have any battered wives who are listening, please, please get help. Please, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Please get help. You know, or I don't know, or just do what your husband tells you. We're gonna get calls about that.
Yep.
I'm gonna lose friends over that one. But yeah, every couple of years, I get the call to baseball is sent out. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try it again. The last one I did was The Show. Are you familiar with that game? I think it's
MLB the show. Okay.
Just to give you an idea of how not into sports I am, the last time Jacob of Wolf Fighting fame was over here at my house, he was looking through my games and he said, "You own MLB the show?" And I was like, Yeah, I do. Why? He said, "You know, I never expected in a million years that you would own this game." I said, "That's reasonable. That's reasonable because I am horrible at this game. Much like Winning Run, I've never won a game in MLB The Show, ever." And I didn't tell you my secret when I was playing as the Indians. Of course, the real reason that I played better was because I had watched that wonderful movie, Major League. But also,
you killed a chicken.
Yeah, but Nikki got freaked out, so just a bucket of KFC.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I turned auto fielding on.
Oh, okay.
Which meant that all I had to worry about was pitching and hitting. And then...
That sounds a lot better.
Yeah. Because I do have this issue with the game. When you're pitching and the batter hits the ball, which, let's face it, if I'm pitching, the batter's going to fucking hit the ball. The screen follows the ball, but the ball's going so fast that I can't tell where the fielders are, which means I always had to wait for the ball to land to get a fielder there.
Okay. That seems like a really bad flaw in the game.
But if you turn it on to auto, they just go. It's like, okay, well, they're hitting the ball out to center field. Let's get the center fielder to get under the ball.
Okay. Well, so at least they must have play tested and been like, okay, we need to fix that.
Yeah. They probably, the 7-year-old girls who were playing the game probably told the developer, you need to turn on auto fielding.
I'm glad that soon that they rectified what seems like that's a really bad thing to have in the game. So. Yeah.
I totally interrupted you. I went on like a really long tangent. You had something to say.
I don't even know.
You want me to turn the lights on in here so you can read?
Nah, it's okay. I got the power of the sun.
Okay.
I wanted some fucking jock jams. I wanted some more music, something to get you kind of pumped up because it's just like, here the crowd go, crack, run safe.
Come on. There's that guy who yells, come on, just incessantly. Yeah, there's no music. It's eerily silent.
Yeah, there you go. I haven't put anybody in a song in a long time. All the fake names were amusing.
Love them. I love them. I've actually got some ideas for D&D characters in the future. Buster Bayou was one of my favorites. Nice. I'm going to go with that. And of course, I mentioned Jimmy Stealth earlier.
Mm-hmm. Scrooge McClane. Muscles
nice.
McPhee.
Nice,
yeah. Bubba Clark. I remember being little. I mean, I might have liked this if it'd come out right when I was in my baseball heyday, because I did really like baseball. I collected a lot of baseball cards and stuff like that when I was younger. I used to watch games.
Yeah.
I was a big, I don't know why, Reds fan, Cincinnati Reds.
That's fair. They're kind of close.
Mm-hmm. I just remember
Pete Rose.
That's the most valuable card I have is a signed Pete Rose.
My mom gave me a Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
That she had when she was a little girl. So nice. I've got that somewhere.
Man, that's good.
She gave it to me because I told her that he was my favorite character in Major League. And instead of saying, why did you watch that movie? You're 8. She said, I think I have his baseball card. You can have it.
Well, she probably like Major League and it's a Bob Uecker. That's probably a wholesome movie.
She probably did. You're right. So sorry, Mom. I was up late on summer nights watching HBO while you and Dad were asleep.
I was watching Corbin Burnson just fuck around with girls in Major League. Yeah, this game, I'm from the neutral planet when it comes to this game. I don't see anything detrimental. I don't see anything great. I feel like the biggest thing people promoted was Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
Everybody loved Home Run Derby.
Yeah. We got some calls about that, and people online rave about the Home Run Derby.
Yep. And I understand why, because it's the only reason why you want to play the game in one mode. It takes away all the other shit that you don't want to deal with.
And you can just hit.
It's just, yeah. You just get to hit the ball. So I don't think it's like an exceptional fun mode. I think it's just, here's why you want to play this game. Knock yourself out.
You
want to
hit the ball.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's true. I didn't think of it that way. You're 100% correct.
So
you don't have to worry about, I thought the pitching was really not that great.
Yeah.
And I say that because, I don't know, it was really hard to strike someone out, like really hard. It's cool the way they've got it set up, you know, like you choose your pitch with the D-pad and then you just throw the ball with B.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. I like that. And I think a lot of the control aspects of the game are done really, really well. It's clear that they thought it through and really polished it. Like I said earlier, I think the game looks really good for a Super Nintendo game.
Mm-hmm.
I was super impressed. I do think that all the players kind of look the same.
Yeah.
And all the uniforms are barely indistinguishable from one another because it's like you're either the gray team or the white team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of difference. I do have a baseball game that I like. And I want to actually recommend it to you, Tyler, because I think you would like it a lot. And if you're willing, I would like to do another Shit Monday. about it sometime.
All right, what is it?
It is a free game.
Okay.
So it is called Baseball Superstars 2.
Okay.
And it is essentially, okay, imagine in your mind a game that is one part baseball, one part JRPG, and one part dating sim.
That sounds like it has everything that's good. Yeah, okay.
It's poorly translated.
Gotta be. Yeah, it's gotta be.
To the point of hilarity. But you go through the game and you upgrade your equipment. Like, you can get a new helmet. It makes you better at batting. You can get a new bat. It makes you better at batting. Get some new shoes and make you faster. So there's equipment upgrades.
Okay.
You can romance some of the ladies off of the field. Yeah.
That sounds better and better.
I mean, it's right up my alley. Mm-hmm. I assume it was right up yours.
Yep.
There is, let's see, what else? What can I hook you with? There are bosses where you'll be batting and essentially all of a sudden a fire elemental is pitching. It's kind of a fun game.
Okay. That does sound good. That does sound good.
And I know it may sound a little serious, but... But it's really not. It's really a blast. And it's free. I've actually played this game for an embarrassingly long amount of time. When I was in Lexington, I used to play it on my Droid. They've got a new version out that I just downloaded onto my iPhone. So I know it's cross-platform because it's not like you play together, but I know it's on both Droid and iOS. So can I mark you down?
Sounds good. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, let's do it. You should have done that.
Upsold.
Okay, great.
Well, got some achievements.
Okay, good. Yeah. Go for it. What do you got?
The first one is, now do it 20 more times, which you unlock. Now do it 20 more times when you win a game.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So there you go.
I like it.
Did you win one? Do it 20 more times.
Okay.
And perfect. The other one is a beat down like Ryu, and that is you strike out Ken Griffey Jr.
Ooh. Okay. I have a title to one. Maybe you can help me out with what the actual achievement is. Can you do that for me?
Yep.
I was thinking about this when I was playing it. I just can't make the connection to baseball. The name of the achievement is What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
Okay.
For Ken Griffey Jr., of course.
Okay.
Ken being short for Kenneth. And I think maybe the frequency means that you need to get 3 consecutive home runs.
Okay.
As Ken Griffey Jr., you need to get 3 consecutive home runs, and you unlock What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Which, that's not what the song's about. I don't know if you know that or not.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard it.
Oh, that's a shame. It's good. I used to really be big into REM when I was in
I never was a big fan of REM.
Yeah. It's real important. It's like one of the most important sleep cycles, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rapid eye movement. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
But that's it. I've only got 1 achievement.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah, we did calls on Monday's show, but we did get one specifically about Ken Griffey Jr.'s winning run.
So I think it's fair. It pertains to the game. So I think it's fair that we play it.
All right. Well, if we think it's fair, let's play it.
It's fair.
We've said that in the past. If someone calls in specifically about a game, we should play it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. I believe this is from someone everyone may...
Sort of remember?
Sort of, yeah. It's been a long ass time.
If you're a long-term fan, you might know who it is.
This is, maybe I shouldn't spoil it. Mm-mm. Should wait till the end.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello, Tadpog. This is Blake, your former number one fan. Heard you guys were doing King Griffey Jr.'s winning run, and I had to call in. This was one of the only games I remember playing, like, extensively as a child with my brother. Every other game just resulted in fights and broken controllers. But for some reason, King Griffey Jr.'s winning run was the exception to the rule. I can remember sitting down and for hours playing Home Run Derby. I don't know that I ever actually played the real game because baseball games are just broken and hard and almost as boring as real baseball. But me and my brother used to play this game for hours, nothing but Home Run Derby. And I can remember he loved King Griffey, and that's fine. My favorite player, Big Magoo, who I later found out was supposed to be Frank Thomas. But the thing I remember the most is that I felt like if I held down on the D-pad while hitting, it would actually jack it out of the park. So I remember just having my thumbs just
Just jacking
raw
it.
From holding down the
jacking it raw, part. Blake.
In San Diego.
Love the game and have very fond memories of it. So, don't I have a question for you guys? Other than just wanted to call in and say hi and say how much I love the game. Can't wait to hear you guys' take on it, see if it was everything you hoped it would be. All right, catch you guys later. Bye.
Now, I think what's most interesting is Google Translate translated his bye into peace.
He does usually say that, so.
So, I don't know. Maybe that should be cause for alarm. I think Google's kind of...
Self-aware. Mm-hmm. Skynet. Well, Blake, I guess we feel pretty similar to Blake felt about the game. He loved Home Run Derby and... Otherwise, it was kind of boring. Okay, it's fair.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I didn't love Home Run Derby, but all the other sentiments pretty much rang true.
Yeah. No, it was pretty boring.
Yeah.
Pretty boring. I'm sure if you loved baseball, this game is great.
And it'd probably be better if we didn't play it co-op, so imagine it would have been more fun co-op.
Yeah, probably.
But imagine it's so long, yeah.
It would have been more fun or it would have been more frustrating. I mean, you know, I don't understand how this... Maybe Blake didn't get in a fight with his brother over this game because it was so boring.
They both just, like, man, I'm so pissed at you, but I don't, fuck it.
Yeah, it just inspires apathy.
Man, God forbid Josh Nance ever play this game. That's just it. It's gone. It's over, man.
I can tell you that this game is pretty easy to play when you're running a fever. Especially because, like, you get in this weird realm of not giving a shit. Where it's just like, I swear, man, I was playing this game when I was running a 103, and there is this sound clip of this guy in the audience, in the crowd, that goes, come on! And like, I had like a 3-minute conversation with this guy, where it's like, look, I don't know who you are, I just imagine that you look like Doug Stanhope, and... You got to realize that I'm new at this game, and I don't really know what I'm doing, so you're just going to bear with me.
It's like the time I watched Wind Waker videos, and I was on Ambien, and felt like I was in there, like, sailing on leaves and shit like that.
I like that. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've actually had a lot of fun today.
Good.
Yeah, I really have. I was honestly...
Probably because you've been quarantined here for 3 days.
Yeah. I was... And you've had your flu shot, right?
Yep.
All right, good. Because I don't want you... I certainly don't want you to go home and get Meg sick.
Oh, yeah.
Has she had her flu shot?
No, she has not.
And you should probably take a shower here before you leave.
Well, that brings me to something I meant to address. I have... Here is my Christmas thing.
My Christmas thing. I have decorated my gooter with garland and ornaments.
I have a Christmas announcement for the Tadpog Nation that I wish to share with everyone. Uh-huh. So, July 4th, Meg and I are expecting our first child.
It's a Festivus miracle.
Yep.
I'm so glad that you are announcing it on the show.
Damn right.
Because I want to talk about this. I do.
It'll probably, because we're also going to put it on Facebook to let everybody else know. So, but it should be like our family and close friends, then the Tadpog Nation, and then Facebook.
So, I mean, Tadpog Nation really is in the same category as family and close friends.
Yeah, it's right there.
And I haven't designed your announcement yet.
That's okay.
I know I'm supposed to do that.
You've been sick. It's okay.
And it's been really, like, this has been a really shitty December for me, with me being sick and Nikki being sick, and we're getting Cosmo back in a box tonight, so really looking forward to that. So things may get dark again when he gets back. So I ask that you name your child Cosmo.
We'll consider it. How about you would just let you call him Cosmo? That's fine.
Yep. All right. That's fine. I'm down with that.
We don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet. So we'll find that in like 4 weeks.
I am really happy for you guys.
Thank you.
I can't wait to have our third co-host.
Yep.
I like to think that we'll have him or her on the show long before he or she can speak.
Yep. Just set him down. That's my announcement.
There you go,
Tadpog Nation.
Yeah, I don't have an announcement. I like it, though. Did I ask you about beards?
You started to. You started to, and then I remembered.
That's right, because I said we had a lot of fun here today. Mm-hmm. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a beard that described how you feel about Ken Griffey Jr.'s winning run, what kind of beard would that be?
I would give this Ken Griffey Jr.'s goatee.
He has a goatee, does he?
Yep. Yep. You only saw the back of his head, so it's yeah. Okay.
Well, there, he's in the beginning of the game on the title yeah. screen. I kind of forgot about that.
Yep.
But his face is all like Super Nintendo style. So
it's
like,
hard to tell.
You can't tell if it's a goatee.
He's got like a mustache and like whimsical, wispy goatee. It's a very okay. whimsical goatee.
All right.
Ken Griffey Jr. has.
Okay. I like that. That's good. If you were to give this game a pair of glasses,
mm-hmm.
what kind of glasses would it be?
I would give this a pair of Ken Tekulve's, I think that's how you say his name, Ken Tekulve's large, dark glasses that he played in. He has
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
He played for the Pittsburgh Pirates a long time ago, back when they had ridiculous-looking hats.
Like snapbacks?
No.
Like those are like the hats that the kids wear now, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's what's cool nowadays. This is like we'll put a picture on the show notes.
All right, okay. Yeah, I'll look him up.
But it's a very old, he's like playing in like the '60s and shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, ridiculously large pair of glasses. Don't know how he played in them.
I like it. I want to get some larger glasses mm-hmm. myself, honestly. I think they're a little too small.
I need to cover half your face.
Yeah.
He was wearing the oversized sunglasses before they were cool. Hipster Ken Tekulve.
Tekulve?
Tekulve. Tekulve.
I don't know. Mm. All right. How did you find this guy?
I Googled biggest glasses in baseball.
Okay.
And he was the first result.
Do you mind if I give a pair of glasses?
Please.
This would be like the second time ever.
Yeah,
I think.
Please.
I would like to give this game a pair of Ricky Vaughn's black rimmed skull and crossbones glasses.
Nice, nice.
Because I was able to get closest to winning as the Cleveland Indians in this game.
That's fair. That's
and
fair.
I really like those glasses. I would wear those. I would.
That's after you upgraded from your black polos, you should get.
Mine are kind of close to that right now. But yes, I should get some. I want to get some Wild Thing glasses.
I've got people to thank because we didn't thank them last time.
Yeah, good, good, good.
I'm going to roll through this pretty quickly.
All right.
So for Facebook shares, Marques Nicole, Lord Mike. Lord Mike's got a new title now. So he is Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue. Lord Matt Barger, Baron Paul Kluel, Lord Dennis Robinson. For tweets, David Moore.
Yeah, that guy.
Lord Dennis, Marques Nicole, Exalted Lord Mike, Natron Gartron, Grand Prosecutor Cal Gilde, Impresario Tony.
Thank you, guys.
For art, Matt Barger, Lord Matt Barger, superimposed my face onto the cloud of negativity.
Uh-huh.
So thank you for your art.
From Final Fantasy III, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really pretty awesome. Although I do take, I'm kind of glad that I'm a Warrior of Light,
mm-hmm.
but I'm with all the lords, which makes me feel like a lesser character in mm-hmm. the Tadpog mm-hmm. universe.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't know. I mean, no offense to the lords out there, but I kind of think that you and I, Tyler, we're like the deities of the Tadpog mm-hmm. Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we really, if you stop and think about it, we did create the Tadpog Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe there's got to be some interesting mythology between like some duality between like you are typically a positive person,
mm-hmm.
but in the Tadpog universe, you're a negative person and it's flip flop for me.
Yep.
Although I feel like I've been pretty negative today. So it's been a dark episode.
Mm-hmm.
Dark
so
episode.
Dark. So dark.
Merry Christmas.
Do you have a special thanks to, what was Laura Ammon's title?
She is...
Investigator?
No, she's not an investigator. She's a correspondent.
Correspondent, mm-hmm. Laura Ammons. And then for the gift of the Super Nintendo controllers to USB...
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue.
Yeah, and I want to give him extra props because he actually used our Amazon Associates account
mm-hmm.
to order those. So the gift that he gave us that's on our Amazon wish list, he bought... through our Amazon Associates account. So not only did we get a gift from him, but we also got like a 98-cent kickback from
yeah.
him. So you, sir, are an awesome person for yes. doing that. Thank you.
And then we had one five-star review, a five-star redo from James Name, Not a Nickname.
Yes, yeah. So. I saw that. That's good. And I like the review that he left.
So thank you, James Name, Not a Nickname. That's all I got for Ken Griffey Jr.'s winning run.
Yeah, that's all I've got too. You want to do our outro and then we'll call it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So next, next episode, we'll be talking about IGN's, well, no, Other Shit Monday. But for the next Wednesday, IGN's 51st ranked game, Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yep, it's a hard game.
Yep.
I'm not going to finish it, I can guarantee you. But
if you don't, then I'm definitely not. Because that's in your wheelhouse,
too. It's hard. It's hard.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Give the show a 5-star rating. Write a review. Good things happen.
Good things happen. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, if you can't wait for more Tadpog goodness, you can always go to tadpog.com. That's where the show notes are. You can also go to facebook.com/tadpog. That's where you can see the awesome art that Lord Matt has created for all to view and admire. We are also on Twitter. You can follow us at tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. We've been getting more activity on there, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Laura's always sending us articles that she finds. There's actually one that's pretty relevant to what we talked about today, where it's a guy. He did a blog post where he's talking about crowds in Super Nintendo sports games. Oh, man. It's really good. If I can find it, I'll post it in the show notes at tadpog.com. I mentioned it earlier. If you had another name for a suicide or a graveyard, we want to hear from you. You can reach us at Tadpog Hotline, which is 270-883-2555.
Or you could email us.
Yes.
Tyler@tadpog.com.
Yes.
David@tadpog.com.
Yes.
You can try Tyler@dave.com.
Please do.
No promises.
Our intro song, Tyler, is Moves by Sycamore Drive. A link to that track can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com. Until next time,
Tropical Capricorn.
I'm sick.